Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
All right. Well, a lot of companies have been getting together this year. In fact, about $4 trillion worth of deals have been announced worldwide, $2 trillion in the U.S. alone. That's up 80% from the year before. Here to talk a little bit more about the M&A environment is Howard Lanser. He's Managing Director of Mergers and Acquisitions Group over at Robert W. Baird & Company. He joins us on the phone from Chicago. Howard, it's been quite a year, hasn't it been?
It really has been. It's been gangbusters almost from the start, and it hasn't slowed down even through the holidays here. And as you mentioned, we're setting a record here through 2014, it's going to surpass 2007, and we're looking at the volume from the $1 billion-plus transactions jumping over 122% year to date. So the big cap activity is what's really leading the surge so far this year, and it feels pretty good heading into 2015.
Is this just pent up demand? Companies having a lot of cash, strategic deals, a little bit of everything?
I think it's a little bit of everything, and it's interesting because I'd say since about 2011, we've been looking for these large strategic deals. And every year when we do our forecast, we would expect that the following year would be the year of the strategics, and it really didn't happen until this year. So We do believe there is a little bit of pent-up demand, but also I think now you're seeing much stronger confidence in the boardrooms about the growth of the U.S. economy. And we've been going through some fits and spurts up until this time, and I think most CEOs feel that the ground is firm, that there are some good consolidation opportunities that are out there that will help them accelerate growth going into 2015.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is it confidence in economic growth that's out there, confidence in the boardrooms, or is it just the boardrooms seeking more growth in what's kind of, we're growing, but we could be growing a lot more?
Yeah, and it's definitely confidence that we're on firm footing, but to your point exactly, it's not spectacular growth. It's relatively anemic when you look at our historical growth rates in this country. So definitely there is a feeling that this is the ripe time for consolidation to further that growth, because right now, working with your current customers, working with your current geographies, you pretty much have tapped out what you can do, and you're trapped in this 2 to 3% growth rate. But with mergers and acquisitions, you're able then to achieve synergies both in the top line and the bottom line that will accelerate this growth, reposition you with new customers, new geographies that will really bolster what is anemic growth here in the States.
Hey, I'm just looking at today's menu, top menu of deals on the Bloomberg Terminal. You've got Vodafone said to be looking at a deal with Liberty Global over in the UK. You've got Wanda holding talks to maybe buy Lionsgate, MGM, and kind of a push into Hollywood. You have seen, though, a variety of deals. Where do you see the most activity continuing when it comes to, ripe for consolidation, ripe for deal making?
What's really interesting about this M&A surge is that it has been very broad-based. And even with the deals you've mentioned right there, it's a wide variety of industries. I think that if you look at all the different sectors that we cover globally, there has been consolidation activity in each one of those sectors. Going forward, we do think that there could be accelerated mergers and acquisitions activity in the industrial sectors and consumer sectors. And under those, some very specific subsets, you're going to be seeing the food manufacturers and the packaging distribution, those types of businesses where they are going to be able to accelerate the growth and be able to really achieve synergies that they need to. And we continue to think that technology and pharma are going to lead the way. Those are two stalwarts that year in and year out continue to push for growth because they need to. They have to stay on top of the latest trends. They have to stay invested in the types of R&D that's going to produce better technology, better drugs. So we think that those sectors will continue to lead the way next year.
Howard, I'm always fascinated by the middle market space. I mean, obviously, when it's a big company doing a big deal and we're talking about a lot of money, that certainly captures the headlines and captures all of our attention. But there's so much that goes on in the middle market space. You anticipate that becomes even more active next year?
Yes, and the lifeblood of M&A really is the middle market, because the there are these large cap deals that do steal attention, and rightfully so, because they are big, they are household names, everyone recognizes them. But the day in, day out, in the trenches, M&A is happening in the middle market, and by that we define as deals below $1 billion. And we believe that activity will continue to be robust in 2015. In fact, we think we may be in the early innings of what we would characterize as a sustainable M&A bull run through 2015. The conditions that we saw at the beginning of 2014 are still in place. We have the trillions of dollars sitting on corporate balance sheets, even in middle market, that includes middle market companies, mm-hmm. and we've got hundreds of billions of uninvested private equity capital, and most of that sits in the middle market. So, and couple that with very robust lending conditions, even in the middle market. I mean, we're seeing leverage multiples push up to what we would characterize as some large cap type multiples for deals in the middle market. So we don't see anything slowing that train down, and in fact, it could accelerate.
Nothing could derail it. What about the rate environment or increased tensions overseas, or worries about Europe, worries about China, worries about the Middle East?
Sure, and that's a very good point. And by that, I mean nothing that we can control or foresee that could derail it. Now, what we can't control is what's going to happen with geopolitical concerns. And we saw that in October,
yeah.
that, you know, everything is okay until everything is not okay. And that's really where the market is right now, is that the shocks are there. But we can't control those types of shocks. It's more of things that we can't control or can't foresee. That's what could derail it.
Howard, thanks so much. We appreciate you checking in with us here on Bloomberg Radio. Howard Lanser, Managing Director of Mergers and Acquisitions Group over at Robert W. Baird and Company, on the phone in Chicago. You are listening to Taking Stock. I'm Carol Masser, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.